The Forest Service released its Record of Decision and Final Environmental Impact Statement yesterday for the Prince of Wales Island timber sales known as Logjam. KRBD's Jay Marble has the story.
Logjam is a big sale area, about 3,400 acres on the Thorne Bay District. The Forest Service is saying that will provide about 73 million board feet of timber from an already roaded area. Most of the harvesting in the option chosen by the Forest Service would be done from the ground, with some helicopter harvesting used to collect high-value timber. Jason Anderson is the Thorne Bay District Ranger.
Yeah, these areas were harvested, I want to say, roughly 20, 25 years ago, during the 50-year contracts. So they have seen in upwards of 20-25% past harvest within those watersheds.
Anderson says the option chosen for Logjam is large enough that it will allow for large sales for the mills in Kluwak and Ketchikan, as well as timber sales for mill operators in Thorne Bay's Goose Creek and Port St. Nicholas near Craig.
Typically, there's smaller sales ranging anywhere from a couple hundred thousand to a few million board feet, which, you know, could represent a couple hundred acres on the large end. And they would do all of the same logging systems that a large sale purchaser would employ, just typically doing it all themselves rather than subcontracting out. It might be a smaller crew and sort of a mom-and-pop operation as opposed to some of the larger sales, which tend to generate more employment, but definitely no less economic benefit by having those small sales offered to the local community.
Anderson says any road that is needed for any logjam sale, large or small, will not be constructed with public money.
If a road into the sale area is required, yes, they would be subject to the purchaser. None of the roads proposed in this project are being constructed by public tax dollars.
News of the final EIS is just reaching the various interest groups that typically weigh in on timber sales. Owen Graham with the Alaska Forest Association had just learned of the EIS and, while curious about the details, was pleased with the big numbers.
The Forest Service was following some really harsh guidelines, and the draft that they put out had a lot of uneconomic timber in it. We made some detailed comments how to fix it, but I haven't been able to see those the results. I don't know if they fixed the economics or not, but $70 million, including utility, must mean there's close to 60 million feet of sawlog for the mills, which that's good.
The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council is far less pleased with the logjam decision. Mark Gannott, the communications coordinator, says the five alternatives considered range from no action at all to a maximum harvest of 75 million board feet. He says SEAC is disappointed and dismayed with the option that was chosen.
We proposed an alternative, even though we didn't necessarily like the idea of logging in that particular area. We understood the need for timber jobs in Prince of Wales and things, and they had specifically said that they wanted that. So we offered an alternative right in the middle at just under 40 million board feet. And so we were a little bit dismayed that the Forest Service came back with a 72 million board foot offer. It seems kind of like they just want to do. It shows that they want to continue business as usual on the Tongass.
Gannott says it's too early to say if SEAC will put forth any legal challenge or appeal to the logjam sales. Thorne Bay District Ranger Jason Anderson says if no legal challenges take hold, the first logjam sales could be made in late summer or early fall. I'm Jay Marble.